campaign to pursue their end.
And by the way, speaking of the campaign, guess who's going to join us in just a couple of minutes? Matt Schlapp, the chairman of the American Conservative Union, and a guy that knows a lot about what's going on at Ground Zero here in Nevada. And in fact, they've been taking depositions all day today, my understanding is, and they will be in court tomorrow. Everybody says, well, where's the evidence? Show us the evidence. Well, tomorrow here in Nevada, they are going to be showing the evidence. And this is going to be a big, big day for the Trump campaign. We'll talk about that with Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union. That's all straight ahead. Stay where you are. We got tons still to do. We are sprinting to the finish line on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, a couple of crashes are working on Interstate 15 southbound at Cary. The left lane is blocked in that incident. Southbound 15 before Sahara. Crews are cleaning that one up on the right side. You are bumper to bumper. That's 15 South at Cheyenne. And do remember, overnight road work on Interstate 15 South. That's as you go eastbound to Tropical Parkway. That ramp is going to be closing nightly from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. through Saturday morning. So do keep that in mind. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 West. That's at Green Valley, and your touch-and-go 215 East at Valley Verde.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball losing to Alabama yesterday in the second day of the Maui Invitational. UNLV falls by an 86-74 despite a great performance from sophomore guard Caleb Grill. He scores a career-high 27 points. He was 7 of 12 on three-point shots. UNLV with four players who score 11 points or more, 17 from Bryce Hamilton, 12 from David Jenkins Jr., and 11 from Marvin Coleman. UNLV going to close out play in the Maui Invitational when they match up against Davidson. UNLV is 0-3, Davidson 1-2. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us all across Southern Nevada. It's Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have Matt Schlapp back on. He is back in Nevada, chairman of the American Conservative Union, and a guy that has been at ground zero of the legal efforts on behalf of the President of the United States in our state. Matt, can you give us a kind of an overview of where we are? I know we've had depositions. We're going to have court action tomorrow. Give me where we are right now.
Yeah, so Nevada's really leading the way because this is going to be the first chance that the Trump legal team has the ability to present the evidence of systematic illegal voting in the state of Nevada, which they copycatted in these other states like Georgia and Pennsylvania. And, you know, the evidence is clear. It's incontrovertible. It's overwhelming. It would change the results in Nevada. And let's see if we've got a judge who's willing to look at this evidence.
Now, let me ask you, judges across Nevada over the years have always said, show me the evidence, show me the evidence. And we've never been able to show them evidence quite like this. What exactly can you deduce from these voting machines and the depositions in the span of about 24 to 48 hours?
Well, first of all, you have the Agilis machine, which was illegally used to supposedly check signatures on mail-in ballots in Clark County. That's in contravention of the law, which says that you can't use the machine to do it. And then even if they were to use the machine, they recalibrated it without the help of the experts and essentially rendered the machine useless. So there was no signature check on the hundreds of thousands of ballots that went through the mail that they told us. Don't worry about the fact that we're mailing out all these ballots to people that aren't legal voters. On the way in, we'll have these great security measures. Well, that turned out to be a fabrication. So you have that question. Of course, we also, in the state of Nevada, we have this question of Dominion voting systems, and a judge has allowed us to start to take the steps to try to understand better what happened with those systems. But I think my takeaway from Nevada more than anything else is just the outright scandal of mass unsolicited mail-in ballots being sent in a very sloppy fashion all over the state, and tens of thousands of those being filled in and sent back, even though they weren't legal ballots and there aren't legal voters to fill out those ballots. And so we found tens of thousands who voted in Nevada who don't live in Nevada. We found tens of thousands who voted in multiple states besides Nevada. We found dead people voting. We found people who aren't here in America legally voting. They're in America legally, but they're not legal voters voting. So, I mean, it's just, you picked the topic, and we found systemic illegal voting. Now maybe they've always cheated this bad in Clark County, but I don't think so. I think they were so brazen about it in light of the pandemic that they might have cheated so much that we're going to actually finally expose it.
Let me ask you, will there be deposition stuff? Will there be live testimony?
Yes.
What will the judge hear tomorrow?
Yeah, my understanding is that our lawyers and the opposition lawyers, which you just, let me just say, for the Biden people and his allies to stop the idea of transparency and to stop the idea that we should pull illegal ballots out of the system tells you everything you need to know. If they were really into following the rules, they wouldn't want these ballots in the count either. But they're fighting us, and they'll fight us on Thursday. And so our lawyers will have the ability to share with the judge the depositions that have been taken, the evidence that has been culled, the spreadsheets of illegal ballots. And it's a very strong case. I think any fair-minded American will look at this evidence and say, oh my, this is just not consistent with the America that we've come to love.
And are you talking about extrapolating a number of votes? Or are you talking about where votes could actually be turned around?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is we have real names with real addresses that are in the count that should not be in the count. And we have people voting from addresses that don't exist. We have people voting from addresses where nobody lives at those addresses. We have people voting in all these ways. So we're not going to present a mathematical formula that says, look, we found this much fraud, so therefore we can extrapolate a larger number for the state. We actually have real addresses, either real people or fictitious people who are in the count. And I think that's critical because in other states, there's been a lot of coverage about the idea that the Dominion voting systems sway things towards Biden. And I think those facts have still to be put on the table to a large extent, but that'll affect Nevada as well. But before you get there, you just have this question: can't we all agree dead people shouldn't vote? Can't we all agree if you don't live in Nevada legally, you shouldn't vote? Can't we all agree that if you're not eligible American to vote, you shouldn't be voting in Nevada? You shouldn't vote in two states. You shouldn't be underage and vote. These are all the categories where, if you add it all up, it's let's just say this: it's two or three times the amount of votes it would take to change the results. So I think, once again, any fair-minded person would say Donald Trump won Nevada.
And Matt, let me just ask you, what kind of judicial relief are you asking for? Do you want votes thrown out? Do you want to do another election, a revote? Tell me what you're going to be seeking from the court tomorrow.
Well, specifically, votes that went through the Agilis machine should really be thrown out, because that's in contravention of the law. And then we're going to present to the judge clear evidence, which everyone says in the national media, where's your evidence? Where's your evidence? And then we show them evidence, and then they say, well, it's not enough evidence. So now we're going to show them overwhelming, this is shock and awe kind of evidence. And, and then it's in the judge's hands to determine what he can do according to state law. But, if the commission in county in Clark can throw out one of their county commission races until they decided to reverse course because they realized it emboldened our argument of how much voter fraud happened in Clark County. If they can do that for a county commission race, they can do that for other races as well. And that's really what should happen. We need to scrutinize and make sure that this civil rights violation of illegal balloting doesn't occur. And I don't want to tell the judge what he should do. What he should do is look at the evidence and rule on that evidence and make sure the person with the most votes wins Nevada. Isn't that a novel idea?
Yeah. Matt, in our final couple of minutes, I got to ask you, because I've been asked this. Ronna McDaniels has been asked this. The chair of the National Party, and that is this whole issue of, well, why should I vote if the fix is if there is some sort of systemic fix that is in? Why should I even vote? Why should I get out the vote?
Because that just plays into their hands. It would be a twofer victory for these socialists if they can both steal a presidential election and then turn around and demoralize conservatives and Republicans so much that they just stop voting down ticket. And what we have to do is the opposite. What we have to do is make sure we vote, like in the state of Georgia. Send these two Republicans back to the Senate, because if the worst case scenario happens and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris take power, we got to make sure that we stop everything that they try to do through the Senate and stop all these terrible nominees, including potentially to the Supreme Court. So if you care about the Supreme Court, you ought to vote. And I think anybody who says otherwise is just being politically unsophisticated.
Yeah. Matt, thank you so much for fighting the good fight. Good luck tomorrow. Happy hunting in court. And is this Carson, or is this going to be down here?
It's in Carson City, and we're heading up there tonight.
Very good. Safe travels, my friend, and bring back a W, would you please?
You got it, Kevin.
Thanks
for having me on again.
Matt Schlapp joining us, chairman of the American Conservative Union, joining us. Stay where you are. More to do. I'm going to open up our phone lines. We have set the table for you. You know what's at stake tomorrow up in Carson City. We're going to talk about that with you and find out where you think we are. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster. Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right. You can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review on qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2, AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you to the office of the governor of the state of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, along with Shannon Bennett, immunization program manager. They are rolling out what the plan is for distribution of a vaccine here in the state of Nevada. This is the governor right now speaking.
If you are over 65 or have significant health conditions, you should not enter any indoor public spaces where anyone is unmasked due to the immediate risk to your health. You should have your groceries and medications delivered. If you are under 40, you need to assume you became infected during the Thanksgiving period if you gathered beyond your immediate household. Most likely you will not have symptoms. However, you are dangerous to others and must isolate away from anyone at increased risk for severe disease and get tested immediately. If you are over 65 or have significant medical conditions and you gathered outside of your immediate household, you are at significant risk for serious COVID infection. If you develop any symptoms, you must be tested immediately, as the majority of therapeutics work best in early infection. And before I conclude, I want to mention a few other things. I want to have a special shout out to our frontline healthcare workers, our doctors, our nurses, our technicians, our maintenance folks in the hospitals, everyone that is working in our hospitals and our healthcare facilities, the National Guard that have been instrumental in providing the COVID tests and providing food from the food banks to various agencies and in helping us navigate our way through this pandemic. The lab staffers, all the frontline workers, whether they're truck drivers or grocery store workers or restaurant workers, that put themselves on the front line serving all of us during this pandemic. And as it relates to the hospital, the field hospital that was built at Renown, the hospital is real. The comments that were made by the President of the United States were not helpful. I have seen the hospital. Patients are being treated in that hospital. And we have our Frontier Healthline workers working every day in that hospital to protect people's health, particularly in Washoe and Northern Nevada. At this time, I'll be able to take some questions. I'll turn it over to my staff to coordinate the media questions and question and answer period.
Thank you, Governor. This is Megan Delaney, the comms director. I am just going to make sure I have all the correct folks in the spotlight here, which I do not think I have done correctly. So thank you, everyone, for a bit of patience. We will use the chat and raise hand function. So if you could raise your hand, and then we'll call on you one at a time. Great. We'll go to Sam Metz from the AP as the first raised hand.
Hi, Governor. Thanks for taking my question.
Hi, Sam.
First of all, you sound a lot better, which I'm happy about.
Thank you.
So the original vaccine playbook said the number one criteria for tier distribution was level of exposure, but retail workers were ahead of inmates and long-term care facility residents. Can you explain that? And does it have to do with the composition of the economy or the power of interest groups representing labor?
Okay. And I'm going to divert most of the vaccine questions directly to Shannon and Candace since they've been involved in the discussion. So if one of you want to handle that and if you want me to jump in, let me know.
I can take that one. We have adjusted our tier structure and we'll be following the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices as it is released for their recommendations. But we will be releasing a newer version of our playbook that will have adjusted some of those tiered numbers and structure.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam. Sorry about that. We'll go to John Sadler of the Las Vegas Sun for the next question. John?
Hi, Governor. How are you?
Good. John, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I was wondering, do we have a timeline on when we may be able to get into Tier 2? I know we're very early in this, but when would somebody outside of these populations in the first tier be able to maybe...
Well, I'll let Shannon and Candace take that one, too. Unfortunately, we don't know the size of Tier 1 yet. So it's going to depend how many vaccinations...
That's the governor of the state of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, answering questions relative to the rollout of the vaccine. But he says that this is still very, 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 very dangerous. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, be stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because a thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And let's take you back just for a couple of minutes with the governor, and we'll give you the latest on that.
And people do realize the situation that we're in with the pandemic and the restrictions that are in place, and people want to get away from this these restrictions and this situation, that they will eagerly await for the vaccine. I think the bigger problem we're going to have is people are going to want to get it as quick as possible, as opposed to not getting it at all. And I want you to remember, and it's extremely important, when Shanna and Candace made mention of the doses that we're going to get this month, that's the first dose that people are going to get. It's going to need to be followed up with a second dose 3 or 4 weeks later, depending on which vaccination it is. So the first dose comes, and then 3 or 4 weeks later, the second dose comes, and hopefully we'll be on our way by that point to protecting the entire population.
There you have it. That's the governor, and that gives you some idea of what we're facing. It's 28 days later. First dose, and then the second dose comes 28 days later. That's what the the trials were. First on day one, shot number one, and then shot number two is 28 days later. Stay where you are. What's going to happen in District C in Clark County? Stavros Anthony is trailing Ross Miller by just 10 votes. Every vote counts. What is he going to do now that the Clark County Commission has voted against him? Well, we'll find out. He'll join us coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here.